This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, President Donald Trump brokers a peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. That story, right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
Israel and its neighboring Arab countries normally get along as well as oil and water, but if you add an emulsifying agent, there can be a blend and peace can be arrived at. On Thursday, August 13th, President Donald Trump said that the United Arab Emirates and Israel have agreed to establish full diplomatic ties as part of a deal to halt the annexation of occupied land sought by the Palestinians for their future state. He also tweeted that it is truly a historic moment. The UAE is the first Gulf Arab nation and only the third Arab nation to have active diplomatic ties to Israel. President Trump said that, "Now that the ice has been broken, I expect more Arab and Muslim countries will follow the United Arab Emirates." Even as peace between Israel and the Palestinians remain at a standstill, this diplomatic win for President Trump leading to the November election is being considered a big win for him. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said for years that his administration has had closer ties with Arab nations than was publicly recognized, and this new agreement is a huge step in the right direction. For the United Arab Emirates, which is home to Dubai and its numerous modern skyscrapers, as well as the oil-rich sand dunes of Abu Dhabi, it helps establish them on the international stage as a beacon of tolerance in the Middle East, and it puts the UAE out in front of a race to be recognized as a world leader among their neighboring Gulf Arab nations. The Palestinians are considering this announcement as both a step forward and a step back. The deal is halting Israel's plans to annex the disputed occupied land. But the Hamas militant group, which is in control of the Gaza Strip, is claiming that this deal is like being stabbed in the back by the Emiratis. The United States, the UAE, and Israel have released joint statements saying that their delegations would meet soon to sign deals on direct flights, security, telecommunications, energy, tourism, and healthcare. The two Middle East nations will also partner on fighting the coronavirus pandemic. In the joint statement from Trump, Netanyahu, and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, they said that opening direct ties between two of the Middle East's most dynamic societies and advancing economics will transform the region by spurring economic growth, enhancing technological innovation, and forging closer people-to-people relations. As these nations try to work together, it is important for us to remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And as these nations start to bless Israel, that they will reap the reciprocal blessing of God's promises. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every day. This is John. God bless you.